Acts. Acts chapter number 3. I'm going to read a familiar portion of Scripture. Please remember the Wednesday night family night and the Bible study in the first chapter of Genesis. Come and be with us. Acts chapter 3, beginning with the first verse. Now Peter and prayer being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. Peter and John, about to go into the temple, asking alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. The first recorded miracle by an apostle. First recorded apostolic miracle. For the sermon thought, and I was about 2 weeks ago, one night, I was talking to Tom some time ago, and Tom said sometime he goes to pray and God gives him a thought about a sermon, and he decided he better have a piece of paper to write it down, and that is good. And I was in the middle of the night, and I wasn't sleeping, and this thought, I was going over some things in my mind, and I've never preached this and never heard it preached, but the thought came to me when Peter said, "Such as I have, give I thee." When he took the lame man by the hand and began to pray and said, "Such as I have, give I thee." And I want to use that as a thought tonight. Some 3 years earlier, Jesus was walking by the Galilee, and he saw Peter and Andrew, and they were fishing, and Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you to become fishers of men." And they responded, and they followed the Lord. They obeyed him, and they followed the Lord, and the Bible lets me to know that if we will do what Peter and Andrew did, if we will respond to the call of God, whatever he has us to do, and obey the Lord, I believe God will bless us and use us. And that very same thing, as I mentioned about Peter and John, Peter and Andrew, how that they left their nets, the Bible says, they left their nets, the fishing nets, and followed the Lord. And if you and I will leave the things of this world, and thank God for every one of you, and we'll say goodbye world, and goodbye to sin, and goodbye to all of that. I was talking to Wilma before service tonight about a situation in the church that they attend in Tennessee, and there's a need there, and consequently there's a real, it's a time that something must be done. Comes a time in our lives when if God reveals something to us through His Word, there's a time that we must stand on it. We must obey it. If God shows us something and we don't obey it, then we're walking in darkness. God help us. And those that Wilma had mentioned for prayer requests this morning in the class, and I say this tonight, when God speaks to our hearts, help us to just respond and be everything that He would have us to be. Then at the close of Jesus' ministry, before he returned to the Father in the glory world, he said to the disciples, "Now I'm going away." And they were disturbed in their hearts, and he said, "But I'm going to send the Comforter. When I arrive at my Father's house, when I get to glory, I will send the Holy Ghost. I will send the third member of the Godhead. I will send the Holy Ghost. And not only will he be with you, he will dwell in you." And I read on, and I find that they tarried in Jerusalem until, as the Lord had told them, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all together in one place, praising and magnifying God. And the Holy Ghost came, as the Lord had said, and Peter was one of those in the upper room. And now, in the very next chapter, Peter says, "Such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus, of Nazareth, rise up and walk. What Peter imparted to the man was greater than any coins he could put in the cup. That man that day found something better than gold. Peter took him by the hand and lifted him up. And the Holy Ghost dwelling in Peter, having just received in the second chapter, something about the Holy Ghost in Peter's life shot through this man, and a man that has never walked a step in his life. The Bible said he stood up and he began to walk and began to lead. Let me read that 8th verse again. I like that. And he took him by the right hand, 7th verse, took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Brother, they had revival. I heard a song one time by a quartet. I'd like to have been there. Is that the name of it? I'd like to have been there. If that's not, that's what I'm going to call it anyhow. I'd like to have been there. You know what? I would like to have been there. Man, don't you know that was something? Here's a man that's never walked a day in his life, never took a step, having to beg for a living. And the Bible says when Peter took him by the hand, Peter said, such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. Peter had something to give. The question that I'm asking tonight, what do we have for hurting humanity? What do we have for the lost? What do we have to give? What do we have? Can we say, such as I have, give I thee? And something take place. Help us, God, is my prayer tonight. Peter had something to share. He had no money, but yet what he gave to the man healing was something that revolutionized his life altogether. And so I ask, in the 10th chapter of Matthew, the Bible said Jesus sent the disciples out to minister. And the Bible says he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness, all manner of diseases. I'm going to read from the 40th verse of that 10th chapter. Jesus said, he that receiveth you, receiveth me, and he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. What is he saying? What is Jesus saying to them? He's saying that all you have to give is a cup of cold water, and then that's all that I require. There's a songwriter that says something, if just a cup of water I place within your hand, then just a cup of water is all that I demand. Listen closely to what I say now. God does not demand any more from us than what we have to give. If just a cup of water he places within our hand, that's all he requires of us to give. I have learned, it took a long time maybe, longer than maybe it does for others. I read the Bible, I knew what the Bible said about giving. I also read that the Bible said, how it's so good to be a cheerful giver. It's more blessed to give than it is to receive. Did you know the majority of people have never learned that? It is more blessed to give than it is to receive. There is something about being able to give something that meets a need in someone else's life that is more satisfying than anything else of receiving from anything. You agree with that? Tonight I'm going to mention some things about giving. But I thought as I was reading this, he says, it's just a cup of water. If that's all that you have, that's all that I demand of you to give. I'm going to read from the 25th chapter of the book of Matthew. Turn with me there, if you will. 25th chapter. In the 24th and 25th chapters of the book of Matthew, we have the Olivet Discourse. We have Jesus talking to the disciples as they gathered over there on the top of the mount looking out over Jerusalem. And the disciples had asked some questions about the end time. And Jesus is responding in the 24th chapter. And when you come to the 25th chapter, Jesus, as you get over in the 25th chapter, Jesus talks about the time when there's going to be the judgment of the nations after the tribulation has run its course and after the battle of Armageddon had been fought and won by the Lord, by the word of the Lord. And when he begins to set up his reign, There's going to be a judgment of the nations, after which nation shall go in to the reign of peace, the time 1,000 years of peace. But as he was talking about that in the 25th chapter, I come to the 35th verse. I want to read from the 35th verse of the 25th chapter. For I was hungered and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. Naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick and in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these. Let me say that again. Verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. What is he saying? In the scripture reading, Peter says, such as I have, how give I thee? And the question still remains tonight for the church. What do we have in order to meet the needs of the people? Now, I'm going to divest, or I'm going to get away from that just a moment to share something with you. The church is not called to be a social gathering. The church is not called to meet the social needs of the world. We are a people that love. We do try to feed the hungry, but that's not our primary purpose. You can say amen. The world needs to hear the gospel. So many thought, if I can just volunteer in the for the Red Cross, if I can do this, and these are commendable, and these are good, and I'm not against that. We ought to give our time for the glory of God, but our primary purpose as a church, and our mission as a church, to get the gospel, the word of God, into the hearts and lives of the people. And so when he said in this verse, how I was in prison, and I was naked, and all the rest, and you came unto me, and they said, when was all of that? He said, as much as you have done it unto the least of one of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. Listen tonight, we have something. If you love God, we've got something to share with others. The world is dying to have what you've got. It's true. The world is searching for something to satisfy. And the only thing that can satisfy is Jesus. And we know that. So the world is dying to hear about Jesus. And so Peter says, such as I have, give I thee. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me leave this with you tonight, regardless of the social status of our parents when we came into this world at our birth. Every one of us, in a sense, came into this world with nothing. Now, I'm going to just leave something with you tonight. You're going out the same way you came in. Nothing. Nothing. To anything that we might have accumulated in our sojourn here, as every bit of it, of any value, every bit of it has come from the hand of God. Anything you have tonight of any value has come from God. We've got enough to thank God for the first 1 billion years in glory. And maybe still have some more. Amen, amen, amen. Whatever we have to give is nothing more than what God has already given to us. And Peter said, such as I have. He's just been to the upper room. He's just received the Holy Ghost. He's just been anointed by God, and the power of God is real. And he says, such as I have, give I unto thee. And so tonight I'm going to give some examples, but let me read one verse from the 6th chapter of the book of Luke. The Bible said, Jesus said, give, and it shall be given unto you. I like this. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured unto you again. I have learned this over the years. I have learned as God blesses us and we give to others, God keeps blessing us so that we might give to others, and God keeps blessing us. It keeps on going. You say, Brother Jones, that's sort of a vicious cycle. It's a good cycle. If you want the blessings of God to close, to shut down, close your hand. If you don't get out what God's blessed you with, the blessings will soon stop. Peter said, such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk, and the man received strength. And so I will use some illustrations tonight. One is very familiar in the New Testament. A little widow woman who had very little. Came time to go to the temple, and the people were dropping their monies in the offering plate at the temple. And as they went by, they would drop in whatever they desired to place there. And as Jesus was sitting by the treasury, as Jesus was looking at the money box, watching what the people would come in, do you believe he still watches? He sure does. And when it was all over, Jesus said, some of these have given goodly amounts out of their abundance. They had much. But let me tell you something. That woman, that widow woman, that poor widow woman, gave everything she had. She dropped in 2 mites, the equivalent of 1 farthing. A farthing is 1/4 of a penny. She gave 2 mites, possibly the smallest offering ever mentioned in the Bible. She dropped in 2 mites, and Jesus said she gave more than all she gave what she had. And she had nothing left. Now, I want to make it plain. She was not on Social Security. She was not on welfare. She did not receive food stamps. She did not receive Meals on Wheels. She did not live in Section 8 apartments. She had none of that. She gave everything she had. Why? As she went to give in the offering to God. And that's what's in her heart. She was saying, such as I am, give I thee. Some might have been embarrassed to drop in 2 mites, but she gave everything that she had. Such as I have, give I thee. I read in 1 Kings that there was another widow woman. The prophet Elijah had prophesied that there's going to be no rain until I say so. From now on, I'm going to be in charge of the weather. Not only the weather report, but of the weather. It's not going to rain until I say so, because I've already been in contact with God. And for 3.5 years, there was no rain. But the Bible lets me to know that Elijah was in that famine as well when there was no rain. And God said, Elijah, I'll take care of you. Go down by the brook Cherith. And I'm going to feed you there. I'm going to have the ravens to feed you there. I preached on that thought one time about there, being where God would have you to be. And so he went down to the brook Cherith, and the Bible said twice a day the ravens came and they brought food for Elijah. There's been a lot of speculation where they got the food, and I do not know. Some believe they got it from the table of King Ahab. I do not know. That's not in the Bible. But they brought food for Elijah. Every morning and every evening, they brought food for Elijah, and he was drinking water from the brook Cherith. And the Bible says, and there came a time when the brook dried up. I preach from that sentence as well. There'll come a time in your life when there'll be a problem and the brook will dry up. What are you going to do? When the brook dries up, you're going to hold on to God. God's sitting there. Then the brook dried up. You say, Brother Joe, now what are you going to do? God's still got a plan. God said, Elijah, I want you to get up. I want you to go to Zarephath. I've got a widow woman there to take care of you for the rest of the family. A widow woman. And when he arrived, and you know the story, when he arrived in Zarephath and saw the widow woman, she was a poor widow woman. She was gathering sticks to make a fire and to make the last meal out of the little bit of meal and oil she had. Just a little tiny bit of food for her and her son, and they're going to die. Nothing left. And Elijah said, I've got a word from God, ma'am. If you will make me a whole cake first, if you will give me that piece of cornbread first, God will meet the need for you and your son for the duration. And listen to this. She believed. She believed that Elijah was the man of God. She believed that he had the word from God. And so she went in and made that biscuit or whatever it was and brought it out and gave it to the prophet, knowing that this is all that I've got. You know what she was saying? Such as I have, give I thee.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That takes faith. Anybody can give a hotel. Then we got another bull. Then we got a If they got this refrigerator full, a chassis full, a pantry full, anybody
to give a lunch or give a meal or whatever. But she said, "Such as I have, give I need, that's all she had." When she went back in, there was some meal. And when she went back in the next day, there was some meal. And she went back in the next day, there was some meal. Listen closer. God doesn't want that. But only
receive that in our hearts. Such as I have, give I thee. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And she gave him the bread. And then God blessed her abundantly from then on. I read in that 17th chapter, it from Kings, and I'm going to read it. I've jotted it down. Thou shalt drink of the brook, God said, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. Elijah did as God directed, and God took care of him even when the brook dried up. And when God sent him to Zarephath, the woman, as I just told you, she was willing to give what she had. Such as I have, give I thee. And there was a familiar story similar to that when the little boy that was mentioned last Sunday by Brother Ochoa, of the little boy that gave his lunch when they were out looking for food, and there was Andrew found him, or maybe Philip found him, and said to Jesus, "There's a boy over here that's got a little lunch, five loaves and two fishes, but what are they about so many? What can they accomplish? Not the multitude here, what can a boy's lunch?" And in essence, that little boy said to the prophet, or said to the disciple, "Such as I have, give I thee." He gave his own lunch. And God took it and broke it and blessed it. And fed 5,000 men besides women and children, and had 12 baskets full left over. Give what you have to God. Such as I have, give I thee. And watch God bless. Watch God multiply. Watch God work for the Savior. I thought of that scripture. Such as I have. My mind went back as I was preparing the sermon. Went back in February 1954. I was standing at the altar with my wife-to-be. Brother Doug Roberts, the pastor, was reading the vows, and I was repeating, and I don't know exactly the words, and I don't have them written down. It was something like the, "With all of my worldly goods to thee I endow." And since I was preparing the sermon, I thought, my worldly goods was not very much. They were minimal. They were next to nothing. I had been like the prodigal son, and I had wasted my living until that day on sinful living. I could have had much. I had nothing. And I thought about those words as I prepared the sermon, "With all my goods," or however it goes, "I be endowed." And there was my wife to be standing by me, and I'm looking her in the face and letting her know, "All I've got is yours." And I didn't have anything. And that's sad. And really, all I had was me. But such as I had. And for all these years, 58 years, we've had a wonderful marriage. And I was saying, in essence, in my heart, "Such as I have, give I thee." But the one that I want to mention tonight is a man called Jesus. I've been through the Bible, and I've seen what God has done in people's lives. And I've lived long enough, and not only to watch others, but what God has done for us. And I promise you this tonight, that we are not a begging church. We have never had to take up a second offering to meet a need. Did one night for Brother Raphael Curatice. We wanted to buy some property. And we took up an offering and already received the tithes and offerings, and I mentioned the need for a piece of property, and I said, "I'd like for us to buy that piece of property for $8,000. That's a lot of years ago. And that night, some people said, "I'll give $1,000 and I'll give $1,000, and took up an offering, and we bought the property for $8,000. They went back to our home, to our house, and he had $2, and they were so excited. And one was on the telephone in the kitchen, and one was on the telephone upstairs, and one maybe somewhere else, but they called to Guatemala. They called Mama in Guatemala, and they were talking to her about they wanted
just pledged to buy the property for us, that we might be of the church in Guatemala City. And they were excited, and then Brother Robbie Air would say something, and then one of the others would say something, and I don't even remember the name, Tonga. I can't remember. Yeah? Man, they were excited, talking to Mama. We're going to get the property, we're going to build. The church is going to use the money. They've already promised it, it's already raised it for the night. They were excited. And I thought, what a thrill it was to just be a part of that. Not that we were on the receiving end, but we were on the giving end, and God blessed us. And blessed us and blessed us. Now leave the vision tonight. If you will be like Peter, and say silver and gold, maybe that might be your situation. It might be silver and gold, have I none? But you've got something to give. Reach out to others. Every time you're blessing to others and meet the needs of someone else's life, reach out to them. God will bless you. Now I'm coming to Jesus. When he came into this world, I thought as we've just begun to study Genesis, in the beginning, God. In the beginning, Elohim. In the beginning, the adorable ones. In the beginning, the Godhead. In the beginning, the Holy Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. In the beginning. God created. Jesus, the Bible says in 1 John, in John chapter number 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Go to let us know that nothing that was made without Him. He made it all. I read in the book of Isaiah that when he made the earth, he scooped out the ocean in the hollow of his hand, and weighed the hills in the mountains, and put the stars in place out there, and he named them all. He knows them all by name. He made it all. What a God. What a mighty God. Bible says in the book of Psalms, he owns the cattle of a thousand hills, all the beasts of the forest. He owns it all. He made it all. And yet, when he came to this world, conceived of the Holy Ghost and born of a virgin, he had nothing. He said, the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests. I, the Son of Man, don't even have a pillow upon which to lay my head. When it was time to reveal himself as the Messiah, he had to borrow a donkey to ride into Jerusalem. When he was preaching one day by the sea, and the crowd was pressing upon him, he had to borrow a boat to push away from shore in order to preach. When he died, he was buried in a borrowed tomb, having nothing. 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 But he went to Calvary. And he died for my sins and yours. Brother, that's enough to rejoice about and thank God for. And he was buried and rose again. And from that day until this, I want you to know something. He's been giving and giving and giving and giving and giving. He gave eternal life. He gives salvation. He's given the Holy Ghost. He's given healing. He's met the needs of our lives. He's given and given and given and given. My, my, my. And he keeps on giving. Hallelujah. What do you say, preacher? I believe Jesus tonight lies as if he was standing right here and says, such as I am, give I thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Brother Tom. He keeps on blessing. He keeps on meeting needs. He keeps on coming by. He keeps on encouraging. He keeps on lifting up. He keeps on being there for us. He keeps on fellowshipping with us. What are you saying? He whispered in my ear when I was in bed that night, two or three weeks ago, such as I have given by thee. And he's been giving all the time, all the time. When he came into my heart, way back yonder in February of 1955, he began to give to me eternal life, and brother is still real tonight. He keeps on giving and giving and giving. And one of these days, he's going to take us out of here. What a Savior, what a mighty God. Such as I have, give I thee.
He owns it all. You've got a need. You're His child. He loves you. Don't you know He's going to meet it? Don't you know He's going to take care? Don't you know God's working it out? He's more mindful of us than we are. He's more concerned about us being in the will of God than we are. He's more concerned about the will of God for this church than you and I are. We prayed and sought God and we want God's will. But He wants the best for every one of us. What do you say, preacher? He says to me tonight, such as I have, give I thee. And He's given and given and given and given. And now I ask myself the question, and we're going to close. What do I have to give? What do I have to give? What does God want of me to give? What is it that would please God in my giving? We have taught tithe for 53 years in the ministry. We've preached it strongly. Every Christian ought to be a tither. Every Christian ought to be a tither. Either a tither or a robber. That's what the Bible says. And we are strong on that. And we have given to missions. You have given to missions beyond anything that I can... It's hard to even explain to some people the size of this church and what you've given to missions. God bless you, church. You are a good church. You're a good people. And I love you. And I leave this with you. And my wife is coming to the piano. Jesus tonight is saying, such as I have, He hasn't run out. He hasn't given out. He's still got more to give. What do you need tonight from the Lord? What would you like to have from the Lord? What is it that you've been seeking God about? He says, such as I have, give I to thee. And His hands are open. And He loves us more than we can imagine. And as we pray tonight, I want us to thank God. I want us to thank God. This is a transition time in my wife and I's life. This is a time that we've come to it that I thought the Lord would come before now. I might as well tell you that. I did not know what it would be like to come to the end of your ministry. And I know that I'll be preaching, but to come to the down to the winding down stages of your ministry. We've never experienced that. And it's not easy to even comprehend it all, but did you know what? God's in control. And He loves us. He loves us. He loves us. And everything's going to work out for His glory. Everything's going to be all right. Because He says, such as I have, give I thee. He's going to take care. He's going to bless. You're a good church. Will you stand together?